Morning, Brooke.
Good morning, Fred. How you doing?
I'm doing great today, partly because of the warmer weather. Spring is here, and I know that that is your cover story this week, that this also puts a spring in the step of a lot of businesses.
Yeah, I mean, the winds are here too, but we're used to that. You know, the spring seemed to start a little bit earlier this year. We've been having some real nice weather. I've been expecting one more cold snap, but maybe not. And that'll be cool. And I went out. I like to do this every spring or, you know, right as spring approaches, and talk to people like golf shops, bicycle shops, and that sort of stuff, landscapers, and just get a feel for how their spring is, because this is when things start to ramp up for them. You know, hopefully they have customers all year, but this is when they really start to see their busy season. And if it's not picking up, then you sort of worry about momentum heading into the summer. And from what I've heard from most people so far, it's been good. And it started early, which is not coincidence, considering that the nicer weather started early. And I've heard some of them say to me that this is some of the better spring they've had in several years. So despite the high gas prices, people were getting out and shopping and getting their golf clubs, you know, cleaned and fixed, or buying new ones and bicycles and all that sort of stuff. Now, as gas prices continue to rise, of course, that could be a game changer. And I also looked into just retail in general. And we've had Target, Ross, Victoria's Secret, Macy's, other ones, who've reported a really good February, way above, you know, forecasts. And, of course, we have a Target, a Ross, and a Victoria's Secret here in town, so that's why I named those three. So really good February from a retail standpoint. Overall, Reuters was reporting that, you know, there were 18 chains reporting last week their February figures, and they were all pretty much above expectations. So that's good news, too. You know, we still temper that, like I said, with the gas as it, you know, approaches $4 a gallon, and who knows what else it's going to do. But these are shaping up to maybe be one of the better springs from a retail standpoint since the economic collapse.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I was out last weekend because I had the spring fever and wanted to do some yard work. And so I went to a landscaping center, and they were very busy. I wasn't the only one buying stuff for the yard.
No, and it's nice to have some positive news. You know, some people accuse me of being way too positive, and then some people accuse me of being way too negative. So I don't know if that means
something right.
So
you're doing it right.
but yeah, there is signs. It's not saying that the economy's booming right along or anything, but we're looking at any signs. And, you know, so far this spring, people are out getting out and shopping.
Okay. Well, let's hope that continues. In the profile this week, you have a crafty couple, and hey, it's a good time to do this this profile because, as I understand it, they sell jewelry at craft markets, and I saw that this week, as a matter of fact, the Las Cruces Farmers Market and Craft Market starts their summer hours.
Yeah, really. And this is an interesting take on the American dream. The John and Linda Small, they've been together for 47 years, or married for 47 years. And 5 years ago, you know, more than four decades, they just started crafting jewelry. They thought it sounded interesting. It was something that perked their interest. And now they have a little business out of it. In fact, they make their own jewelry and that sort of thing. And drive all around the Southwest. They go to Tucson and different places and, you know, for shows and markets and that sort of stuff, and set up their tables and sell, and they've developed this little business out of it. So, you know, you never know when the entrepreneurial bug, boy, I got through that pretty well, is going to reach up and bite you. So it was a very interesting little story. You know, they said, we worked hard in other jobs for 40 years. Now they're their own bosses, so. Never give up. You never know.
Absolutely. And we do have a lot of wonderful artisans in this area with jewelry and all sorts of wonderful, wonderful things. Lots of creativity.
Yeah,
in
we
our,
really
our
do. Area. And, you know, Santa Fe and Silver City get a lot of attention for that kind of stuff, and rightly so. They have a lot of artisans. But we do, too, here in Las Cruces area. We really do. And I should say the names of their companies, they have actually two, Divine Designs and John's Treasures.
Okay.
So, and I include their email and their phone number if people want to get in touch with them.
Very good. We'll look for it. And in the What's New this week, you have an update on a bagel shop. Is that right?
Yeah. Over on Solano, it used to be Durango Bagels for a number of years. And then it became Integrity Bagels last year. And now it's going to be the Bagel Shop. They own, there's a local owner in El Paso, owns a couple locations down there, and they're going to open one in Las Cruces. They've been looking at doing that, and they're getting close to doing that right now. You can see some of the signage is changing. The Integrity Bagel signs are down, and there's some renovation work going on. They don't have an opening date yet, but they are doing some hiring right now.
So we know it's coming.
Yeah, and if you can get on their website, which is elpasobagels.com, you know, they offer sandwiches and all kind of other things, coffee and desserts and cappuccinos and lattes, and it sounds like a pretty neat place. So, you know, another place that's going to open up, and that location has held several businesses. It was the Golden Bull when I got here. It had some good sandwiches, and it was a little burger shop and then bagel place, and so it already has sort of a reputation of being a bagel place there at 1495 South Solano, and it'll be another one. And from what I'm hearing from El Paso folks who I know is the bagel shop has some really good stuff. Never been to one myself.
But. All right. Well, we'll get a chance soon.
And right over here where we have our temporary location at 225 East Idaho Avenue, right next door, there's a new beauty salon has opened. Andreas Beauty Salon and Spa has just opened. And they do all kind of stuff, pedicures, obviously hair. And you can do walk-ins or appointments. So another little place opening up.
A very competitive business in this area.
There is.
There's an awful lot of salons around here.
A lot of demand must be. Everybody has, well, I shouldn't say that. Everybody has hair. Some people are going to get mad at me, but lots of people need hair.
I have less and less every year, Brooke.
I started to say that, I realized I stepped in it.
Thanks for reminding me of that this morning. That's just what I need on a Monday morning. All right.
Apologies. Take two.
That's okay. It's getting more gray, what's left of it. So I guess if it all goes away, then that's
too.
Okay, too. Well, we're in that together. The Babbling Brook this week. Speaking of treats, I like bagels and I like donuts, too. But I'm not sure about pork donuts.
Yeah, this is very interesting. I always find it fascinating when we see companies that we're real familiar with, like a Dunkin' Donuts, but then when you read about what they do in either other regions of the country and either other places in the world, how they regionalize menus. You know how, like, you have some chains here, national chains, where you can get green chili, and I'm sure in Massachusetts you can't get green chili. So I was reading a story where Dunkin' Donuts in China is going to start selling pork donuts. Which I like pork and I like donuts, but I don't know about the combination of the two.
Yeah, that kind of reminds me of these wacky ice cream flavors
I
that
know.
You hear about. I love ice cream, but
yeah, me too.
The idea of pork ice cream or ice cream with garlic flavor,
cream.
I mean, the flavors that I associate with warm foods in my ice cream, no. No thanks.
Yeah, I did a little digging, and you can find out, you know, like McDonald's, you can get lamb burgers over in the Middle East, which makes sense. Well, I found interesting, you know, how you can get the apple and cherry pies. You know, in Hawaii, you can get banana pies. And in, like, Guam in the Philippines, you can actually get the same sort of pie crust, but a tuna pie. Not even a dessert. It's a meal, you know, which might not be bad, but it's kind of hard to wrap your mind around because you think of those as desserts.
That's
so,
right. That's
a lot
right.
of interesting stuff.
Well... What a Monday morning conversation that is.
I like you can also get like dulce de leche Cheerios here in town.
Oh.
And I just noticed that Post offers a mini cinnamon churro cereal.
All kinds
now,
of stuff.
Now probably in, you know, our native Pennsylvania, you can't pick those up, but
no.
You can down here.
All right. Brooke Stockburger, the business editor at the Sun News. That and more in today's paper. Brooke, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Fred.